This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, along with his wife, has been captured and flown out of the country, which came under a large-scale US attack early this morning. In a social media post, US President Donald Trump said US has successfully carried out a large-scale strike against Venezuela and its leader. He mentioned that this operation was done in conjunction with the US law enforcement. Several large explosions were heard early this morning in Venezuela's capital, Caracas. Venezuela has strongly criticized the Donald Trump-led government of the United States, accusing it of carrying out what it described as extremely serious military aggression. Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy in Bogota, Colombia, which also manages affairs in Venezuela, released a statement advising Americans against traveling to Venezuela or its borders. However, Russia has condemned U.S. military strikes against Venezuela. In a statement, Russia's foreign ministry today condemned what it called a U.S. act of armed aggression against Venezuela, urging restraint and warning against further escalation. Venezuela has declared a national emergency, denounced the military aggression, and demanded immediate proof of life for Maduro and his wife. Venezuela's Vice President Delcy Rodriguez demanded an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss the US attacks on the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that wisdom and path shown by Bhagwan Buddha belong to all of humanity, and his sacred relics are not merely artifacts but part of country's revered heritage. He said these relics are inseparable part of its civilization. Mr. Modi today inaugurated the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piparwar Relics related to Bhagwan Buddha, titled The Light and the Lotus, Relics of the Awakened One, at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. He also unveiled the catalogue of this exposition.
Bhagwan Buddha ke pavitra relics ko apne beech paakar hum sabhi dhanya hai. Inka Bharat se bahar jana aur lautkar phir Bharat aana, ye dono hi padav apne aap mein बहुत बड़ा सबक है. सबक ये है कि गुलामी सिर्फ राजनीतिक और आर्थिक नहीं होती. गुलामी हमारी विरासत को भी तबाह कर देती है.
Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav underscored that India has made significant strides in technology with major advancements in 4G and 5G networks, semiconductor chips and telecom equipment. He said this while participating in the Panch Parivartan program organized in memory of Atal Bihari Vajpayee and Shrikant Shankar Joshi in New Delhi today. He noted that just 11 years ago, 99% of mobile phones were imported from abroad, whereas today 99% of them are being manufactured in India. He added that the country is now exporting telecom equipment to other nations. A total of 20 Maoists, including People's Liberation Guerrilla Army Battalion commander of the banned CPI Maoists, have surrendered before the Telangana Director General of Police in Hyderabad. Battalion commander Badse Sukka, alias Deva, and Telangana committee member Kankala Raji Reddy also surrendered, along with 18 other Maoists. Earlier, 14 Maoists were killed in two separate encounters with security forces in the Bastar division of Chhattisgarh today. One of the encounters took place in the Konta area of Sukma district, in which 12 Maoists were killed. Second encounter occurred in the Basagura area of Bijapur district. Kolkata Knight Riders KKR has released Bangladesh pacer Mustafizur Rahman from its IPL squad following instructions from the BCCI. Earlier confirming the move, the franchise said in a statement that the board has permitted KKR to sign a replacement in accordance with IPL regulations. BCCI Secretary Devajit Saikia confirmed the decision. Rahman was picked up by KKR for 9.20 crore rupees at the December mini auction, the highest price ever paid for a Bangladeshi player in the IPL history. The 30-year-old pacer has taken 65 wickets in 60 IPL matches, making his debut in 2016. And that is the end of this news bulletin.